Sparty wants you to speak to the class.
Sure. I'll do that. That sounds great.
So come random. On now.
No, seriously. Hey, hit me up at Spadoni underscore Joe on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Slide in my DMs.
You know, Shaz, that's the most joy I get out of this job.
What's
it's
that?
Not when people say, hey, man, I listen to you guys all
hanging
the time.
Out da, 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 da. Me, I thought was at the top of that.
That's probably at the bottom. But, you know, it's not that. It's when people ask us to go speak or MC somewhere. I'm like, damn. You want to hear from me? You want to hear from Shaska? You want to hear from Spadoni? Now, I don't know if Lubman, if the University of Miami has reached out to Lubman yet, but maybe Lubman will talk to the team.
It's a drive to get over there.
You could do it via Zoom. That is flattery, right? When somebody asks you to speak to them, it's like, man, that's awesome.
But what do you start with? Hi, I'm the king.
That helps.
I don't start with that.
No, I don't start with that. Someone else says, here comes the king. No. And then I start talking.
Well, there's trumpets, too, to play him in.
Dude, that Lubman.
How do you bring that live?
You have been in your bag this week.
Stop sucking up to him. Stop.
He actually has, like, medieval hair.
He's had a great week. Lubman has. He has a great week until he cut me off to give out the contest that he got wrong on Monday. I haven't forgotten
about
that.
No one remembers that.
No, yeah, no, don't talk about that.
I don't even remember that.
I do.
You know
I remember everything.
Okay,
I'm Petty Crocker,
Lubman
baby.
I remember
everything.
We did goof that up.
Did you hear about the pact
that
we made?
You goofed that up, not we.
We as a show have Matt Lively on hold right now, who's at practice yesterday, and I'm very curious to see
for the Niners?
Yesterday.
Yeah, no, we've just been teasing
for the
last
Raiders.
Hour. Yeah, he's down in Las Vegas. Matt Lively, KPIX, Sports Anchor. What's up, Matt? He's here on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.70 came up here on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Matt, the Roasters wanted you back, and we got you back, baby. What's happening, my man?
I'm pumped. Thanks for having me back, guys. What an honor.
It's awesome. By the way, real quick, catch them on the 49ers Experience Show Wednesdays with our boy Vern Glenn on KPIX. Yeah. Hey, Matt, you got to tell Vern Glenn to get rid of flip phone, man. He missed our call last Friday.
No.
He's got to get rid of the BlackBerry.
Man. He is a busy man. He's in demand.
He is in demand.
No. It was so good. Hey, Matt, was everyone wearing the same shorts yesterday at practice?
Black shorts all the way around. I was on the lookout, actually. I just wanted to make sure. I thought, oh, man, this would be some fun drama. But nope, all black shorts. Everybody's in line.
Did you bring the suntan lotion? Because I hear it was about 100 degrees out there in Santa Clara.
I needed one of those Hawaiian hats maybe like a Michael Jackson umbrella to carry around. It was bad yesterday, which leads me to believe when you see the rap sheet of injuries, maybe that's part of the reason we had so many guys who did not practice on Wednesday.
That makes sense. And I hear game time Sunday is going to be around 92 degrees. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be just as hot. I mean, you know how it is down on the field, too. All the heat just gets trapped down there. But, you know, these NFL teams have enough techniques, the ice cooling benches and things like that to keep these guys cool.
I'm just worried about our pregame walk, Matt. You know, are we going to get cooked up? Are we going to be sweating?
Pregame walk.
You do a little pregame walk. You know how I used to do it. We used to do overtime. I used to drag you to the stadium and said, I got to walk around the stadium once to get myself going.
And I would go, hear ye, here comes the king.
Well, no. Sassy the one time didn't even get it. And then he all of a sudden, Sassy got into the end zone. I was like, oh my God, Bonte, thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. This is unbelievable. Remember we ran into Josina Anderson.
We did.
Yeah, see, Shasky,
I said what up to her.
You know, for a lot of things I do for Shasky, man, the disrespect is real. All right, Fred Warner, what's the deal with him, Matt?
They're calling it his ankle, which we knew from Sunday. He didn't play in the second half, which, by the way, he entered today with the 7th best odds for Defensive Player of the Year.
7th?
It just feels Nick Bosa is ahead of him, by the way.
What?
Come on, that's criminal.
Laughable.
So who's the other players ahead of him? Like, come on, Matt, you got to give us the list now.
Aiden Hutchinson is ahead of him.
One great quarter.
Miles Garrett is ahead of him. Boy, you put me on the spot now. Those were the names that stuck out to me. It still makes no sense how this guy's so far down the list. Anyways, didn't play in the second half. Still had an insane game. Did not practice yesterday. Had an ankle injury. I did see him running on the side there yesterday, about half speed during the media window. Ankle looked okay. The other thing with Fred Warner is he's missed one game his entire career. So, you know, he never misses games. This dude is relentless. But he did say, you know, he came out of the second half because he physically felt like he couldn't go. he would have been out there otherwise. So that did concern me on Sunday. But Fred Warner is a dude that I just don't see missing a divisional game when things are so tight right now.
Who are the running backs that they're working in at practice right now? We know Jordan Mason's an absolute stud, but they got to get another guy involved here.
Yeah, so it's Jordan Mason, another Jordan Mason, and then you get to Isaac Grindo, who Kyle said has gotten most of those second rep snaps. He said that just yesterday. And then you've got Patrick Taylor. Right now it's Jordan Mason. And we keep saying week after week, okay, well, there's no way they can go back to Mason, you know, 15, 20 times again this week. Wrong. They just keep running this dude, and he seems to have no wear on him whatsoever. Obviously, it's going to catch up, but Isaac Grindo would be your running back too. They've just been hesitant, and then he has the issue on special teams last week, so it felt like he got put on the doghouse for a little bit. We'll see if they're able to work him in this week, but Patrick Taylor hasn't had a snap. They signed him from Green Bay in the offseason. I'm expecting him to eventually get in there.
Yeah, somebody needs to get in there. We're talking to Matt Lively from KPIX Channel 5 right here in the city. Does a great job covering all sports teams here in the Bay Area. Was at practice yesterday, a hot practice as the Niners get ready for the Arizona Cardinals. If Warner does not play, who, because it is a possibility, he's never missed a game before. And I want to go back to Warner for a second because that other linebacker, Devontae Campbell, has struggled, especially in pass coverage. And it's a concern this week with Kyler Murray in the backfield and James Conner and Marvin Harrison and Trey McBride, your tight end, is coming back here. Who would replace Fred Warner? Who should be on alert to get to start this week at linebacker if Fred Warner cannot go?
Well, we know that it's going to be Demetrius Flanagan Fowles and then Campbell. D. Winters has been hurt. I think what could end up happening is Tatum Bethune from Florida State, Renardo Green's teammate, ends up having to step up big time this week. He would technically fill that spot. Kyle Shanahan, very hesitant of playing younger guys, but Bethune was pretty good in training camp and preseason, which I know doesn't mean a whole lot when we get into the regular season of things, but he might be called on. I will say I was really encouraged. The Cardinals have a great rushing attack. They've got James Conner, Trey Benson, the rookie looks good. The defensive line was impressive to me last week, given who they had out there. Sam Okwuanu, Evan Anderson, Kevin Givens. It sounds like they're getting Kalia Davis back this week, who was a beast during training camp and preseason. He might have been the MVP before he had the injury. I know this is preseason, but he had one drive in Nashville where that dude put down roots and bought a house in the Titans' backfield. So if it does come to that, I think your biggest issue of missing Fred Warner is who's going to contain with Kyler Murray running around. But the run defense looked better last week without Javon Hargrave with a couple of rookies and younger guys. And so they're going to be asked to step up big if Fred cannot go. But then Bethune potentially in the middle of the field.
Sam Okwuanu, has he been flashing at practice before the last couple of weeks? I'd never even heard his name. And I follow this very closely, clearly.
He has a crazy motor. He's been said, ask my teammates. They hate me during practice because on scout team, he does not take a single snap off. And it's really evident that there's a lot of respect for him in the 49ers locker room. And I'm working on a story right now on Sam O, who has this incredible story, by the way, just to give you some context on where this guy's come from. He escaped the Civil War in Africa when he was 12 years old. His aunt helped him get him out. He actually got separated from his mother when he was in Africa. And he had to see some of the horrors of civil war as a 12-year-old boy in his old country, in his own country. And I'll let you think about what that is. He comes to America. He loves soccer. He's playing soccer. And then all of a sudden, he starts sprouting and getting big. And his cousin goes, you need to play American football. So he starts playing football. He hates it. Oh, this is too physical. He quits after three games. Senior season comes around and he goes, I'm going to start playing again. And he has like 17 and a half tackles. That was enough. Goes to junior college, plays at a junior college in Mississippi, then goes to a junior college in Minnesota where he becomes one of the best JUCO players in the country. And then eventually goes to Maryland where he's a standout at Maryland and then goes undrafted by the Tennessee Titans who end up cutting him last season. And the Niners take a flyer on this guy. And the last two games, I mean, how good has Sam O looked? it feels like the Niners found gold, and he could be a staple on that line for the rest of the season.
Wow, what a story that is, man. Wow. Matt Lively here on the River Islands guest line. I'm going to ask you about a receiver, but not quite Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall. We thought his practice window may get open this week. Shanahan mentioned yesterday that he's not quite ready. What should Niner fans expect at all from Ricky Pearsall this season? We know he's gone through a lot already in his short career with the 49ers, but when can we expect him to be back on the practice field? Next week, the week after? What's going on with Pearsall?
Kyle Shanahan said that Pearsall is really close. I think there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration with Ricky Pearsall. First off, you know, a bullet wound, where he took it as a wide receiver. Tough to say when he can actually come back into a full game, running routes and catching balls. There's a mental side of this as well. And the Niners said right off the jump, they were going to have to kind of counsel back Ricky Pearsall that all the services were available to him. So we don't really know what's happening in terms of that aspect. But the Niners have been really quiet on Pearsall. I thought he would be back for this game, but obviously there's something that is preventing him that they're just not ready to let him go yet, which has now opened up all the talk for another wide receiver on the trade market.
Brandon Ayuk, Devontae Adams.
Would you do it? I've got a better question
You do it, Matt, but I wasn't going to ask that. I was just going to ask, how does the team, how does the coaching staff feel about Ayuk's performance? Because I heard from Shanahan last week saying he felt like Ayuk played very well against Minnesota, just didn't get a couple opportunities because Brock missed him. How do you feel about Brandon Ayuk after four games of the season?
I still feel like we're not seeing the numbers you want to see from a guy that just got paid $120 million. It was nice that Brock connected with him on a 38-yard catch last week. That's what you want to see consistently. But, I mean, Brandon Ayuk said, you know, he still isn't where he thinks he needs to be. He is paid like one of the top wide receivers in the National Football League. And I think we all expected this slow start because he wasn't at in training camp. And so we're getting to a point in the season now where you would have had a full training camp at this point, plus some. So, you know, it's time to start putting up those numbers that the 49ers expect you and the fans expect you to. I still don't think we've seen how good Ayuk is going to be this season. It took Nick Bosa 5 or 6 weeks last year to get into his groove. So we should be coming up on this stretch where Brandon Ayuk has got to be playing like wide receiver one, because it feels like we just have to keep going back to Juwan Jennings.
Matt, as a newer guy to the area, what's your favorite restaurant currently?
Oh, man.
In this area.
Good question.
Yeah, I know. So I asked the hard-hitting
stuff. Is it Taco Bell?
What? Taco Bell is not a local restaurant. What are you doing?
It's very close to the office. I love Slice House. I will go up there and get me some Slice House.
Interesting.
Quite a bit.
Interesting.
Quite a bit. It's a good piece of pizza.
It is. It is a good piece.
If I'm going, House of Prime Rib, I was lucky enough to get a reservation there. Thanks to the great Vern Glynn, within a year. That was fantastic.
Matt, all you got to do is drop Joe Shasky's name. It's top of the list, man.
It's true.
To say, hey, Shasky's hit me here.
I know where I'm eating tonight.
I get the King's Cut. That's my particular favorite.
I didn't know we were throwing around dollar bills like that.
Matt, they always get on me about, quote unquote, hey, you're the king, Vontae. But this guy's flying three houses, country club, golfing everywhere. Now he's talking about the King's
I'm
Cut.
I'm remodeling
this guy just throws away, buddy.
Relax.
Can I put you on one more? Flour and Water and the Mission.
Oh, yeah, that's been around for quite a while. Yep. It's excellent, yeah.
It's a pasta spot, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, which one is that?
Well, it's pizza.
Pizza, Flour and Water.
There's a pizza shop in North Beach, but the actual Italian in the Mission is next level.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good spot. It's a good spot. I like it, Matt. Good stuff. I'll see you this week.
I thought you was going to ask about Brandon Ayuk.
We all know what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. We'll take Devontae. Like, what are you doing?
We'll take Devontae now.
Come on. Like, what are we doing? I mean, come on.
Oh, man. All right, Matt. We'll see you on Sunday, man. Good stuff as always, brother.
See you, dude.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Matt Lively, man. He's funny. He's a good dude, man. KPIX Sports Anchor for Channel 5. Catch him on the 49ers Experience Show Wednesdays with Vern Glynn on KPIX. I haven't been to House of Prime Rib in quite some time, man. I'm overdue.
It's been very difficult to get reservations.
Has it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really difficult. It's probably been three...